Today the Church celebrates the solemnity of Christ the King. This feast marks the end of ordinary time and begins the season of Advent in which Christians prepare for the birth of Christ. Following Mass, Pope Benedict XVI prayed the Angelus with the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square under a magnificently clear late November Roman sky. Before reciting the prayer recalling the angel Gabriel's announcement to Mary that God had chosen her to be the mother of his son, Pope Benedict addressed some words to the crowd.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
from the very moment of the announcement of his impending birth, said Pope Benedict, the only Son of God is called King. The sense of this is that Jesus is the chosen one, heir to the throne of David. According to the promises of the prophets, his kingdom is to have no end. Christ's kingship remained entirely hidden, however, until he turned 30. During all that time, he led an ordinary life at Nazareth. Then, during his public life, he announced the coming of his kingdom, which, as the Gospel of John tells us, is not of this world. Christ completely and perfectly achieved his kingdom with his death and resurrection. When the risen Christ appeared, in fact, he said to his apostles, "To me is given every power in heaven and on earth." Such power is the power of love, which shows itself most fully in the sacrifice of the Son. The kingship of Christ is a gift offered to men of each and every age. It is given so that whoever believes in the Word made flesh may not die, but have eternal life. So in the very last book of the Bible, the Apocalypse, which means Revelation, Christ proclaims, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." The Holy Father continued to note that Christ the Alpha and the Omega names the paragraph that ends the first part of the Second Vatican Council's pastoral constitution on the Church in the modern world, Gaudium et Spes, which is Latin for joy and hope.
In quella bella pagina,
there, said the Holy Father, we read, "The Lord is the goal of human history, the focal point of the longings of history and of civilization, the center of the human race, the joy of every heart, and the answer to all its yearnings. Enlivened and united in his spirit, we journey toward the consummation of human history, one which fully accords with the counsel of God's love, to reestablish all things in Christ, both those in the heavens and those on the earth."
Alla luce della centralità di Cristo, la
Gaudium et Spes, concluded the Holy Father, interprets the contemporary human condition, the dignity of man and his vocation, and all the aspects of his life, whether familial, political, or cultural, in light of Christ's centrality.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae,
et concepit Spiritus Sanctus.
Following the Angelus, Pope Benedict greeted the English-speaking pilgrims.
I warmly welcome the English-speaking visitors present at this Angelus. May the Blessed Virgin Mary be close to all of you during your time in Rome, and may Christ, our Lord and King, bless you and your families with joy and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.